This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Look at this headline. Chinese Communist government calls Trump racist clown.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
We're actually occupied. Now they want to physically finish the job. They've taken over the banks.
A lot of people away. People that they thought were going to make trouble for them. People that had guns or things they wanted. They just took them away.
Where?
Re-education camps.
And they just take.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize kids belong to the whole community.
I have decided we really need camps for adults. And
all persons of Japanese descent were required to register. Now they were taken to racetracks and fairgrounds where the Army almost overnight had built assembly centers.
Come on, I'm a citizen. I refuse to recognize you guys.
What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
These people are radicalized, and they don't support the United States, and they're disloyal.
And now we're not allowed to vote.
It's our right and our obligation to segregate them from the normal community.
You know what comes after not letting you vote? Killing your election.
It's what we're doing here, and let's not kid about it. We're building a domestic army because the government is afraid of its own citizens.
And I hope the militarized police know they're being walked into a trap.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Are you some kind of a constitutionalist?
Yeah, well, you get to vote, you know, Constitution.
Who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Time to take one call or so from Chris, and then we've got Rob Dew coming up to host the balance of the transmission. Please don't take this broadcast for granted, whether you're listening to us on AM, FM, watching us on UHF, VHF TV, cable systems around the country starting to pick us up. I want to thank all those affiliates. This isn't a game. This isn't my perspective. It's not my view. This is what's going on. The communist Chinese government, the biggest murderers in history, 84 million of their own people, came out and said, you better not elect Trump 2 weeks ago. Now state-run media has come out. It's an Infowars.com story. Steve Watson, communist Chinese government calls Trump racist clown. Compares him to Hitler. State media uses Trump to declare that democracy is dangerous. See, the state-run communist Chinese media has attacked GOP frontrunner, calling him racist, directly comparing him to Adolf Hitler. In an editorial in the Global Times newspaper, the billionaire candidate is described as a big mouth and abusively forthright. The piece declares that Trump at first was acting as a clown to attract more voters to the GOP, but warns that he has now opened a Pandora's box in U.S. society. The piece argues that allowing citizens to democratically choose their own leaders is dangerous, pointing to Trump. The rise of a racist in the U.S. political area worries the world. Notice how the communists use the term racist. The editorial states that he has been called another Benito Mussolini and Adolf Hitler. This is from people that killed about five times what Hitler did. Very classic. Chris, you know, Chris, I'm out of time. Dude will take your call. I apologize. I didn't look at the clock. So the headline's powerful, but it needs to be communist Chinese attack Trump again. People think it's the one 2 weeks ago. I mean, this needs to be made a big deal. Greatest mass murderers in history criticize Trump. I mean, how could you not support him now? Come on, folks. People ask me. A small group, but, you know, they kind of have moral authority. They're like, Trump's a big scam. You know, you're really making mistakes supporting him. I've always committed, generally. I mean, I don't look for something that's perfect. I stick my neck out. It's what I do. I'm not on the sidelines. I'm in the arena.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Duke joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without BrainForce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more BrainForce, and came in.
You will find BrainForce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4040 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4040.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself and hide out in the cellar.
All right, we are back with the fourth hour. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone. I'm, of course, decked out in plenty of green, and which, incidentally, is not the real color of St. Patrick. I'm going to get to that and the other things you didn't know about St. Patrick and Ireland. Lots of interesting news there. And also, there was an amateur, you know, metal detector. I don't know if you've ever gone metal detecting. It's fun. I found some really interesting stuff doing it. But here's a man found a cross dated back in the 900 AD. And he found it in Denmark, and it's kind of turning the spread of Christianity on its head. St. Patrick is also responsible for the spread of Christianity, so we'll get in a little bit of that. I usually don't do a lot of religious news, but it is St. Patrick's Day, and I'm Irish, so we're going to talk about, not all Irish, but partially Irish, definitely. My grandfather was all, I think, 100% Irish. And we're going to get into some Jurassic Park news. It may be closer than you think. We had a billionaire clone his dog recently, and now their scientists think they're very close to cloning a T-Rex. Can't wait to see that. Maybe they'll use him as a real-life bioweapon. And we're also going to get into this Democratic spring. If you've been listening to the show, you've heard Joe Biggs. It's really funny take on what's going to be going on this spring, starting, I guess, April 2nd. They're going to kick it off. The disgruntled millennials who are mad that capitalism hasn't given them enough gadgets to stare at continuously, like iPhones and PlayStation 4s and all the other stuff they like to spend their time with, driverless cars, which are in the future, Lyft, Uber, all the great stuff that makes their lives easier. They're complaining about it. They want to go back and maybe live in something like a North Korea lifestyle. So we'll get into that. But first, South by Southwest is in full high gear right now, kicking it into Austin. And what does that bring aside from a ton of people? They just can't make enough money with the numbers of increased amounts of people that are here. So they got to do stuff like charge you $80 to park your car, which we saw back. We saw this actually last week on Friday when the president showed up. So let's go to that report from Ja'Kari Jackson right now.
Ja'Kari Jackson reporting from Austin, Texas, here at South by Southwest. Now, it wasn't that long ago we did a report about ride sharing here in Austin and how the city council was trying to heavily regulate it. Okay, have you heard about the city council trying to put the restrictions?
I signed the petition, man. City council, can I say that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now we're here at South by Southwest, where we have seen advertisements for parking as much as $80. So we're going to ask the people who are out of town if the ride sharing initiative would have affected them at all. Where are you guys from?
Denmark.
How much you guys plan to travel here in the city of Austin?
Within the city of Austin, we're walking.
Yeah, we are walking pretty much. Yeah.
From Sao Paulo, Brazil. I usually walk and take these free Lyft rides that they give away.
Where did you come from?
I'm here from Austin.
Here from Austin. Did you drive down here?
Yes.
Okay. How much did it cost you to park?
$0.
$0. Where did you park? You tell me where you park.
I know where to park.
You enjoying your South by experience?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Where'd you come from?
I came from Australia.
Australia.
So I definitely didn't drive. We're walking as much as possible. It's kind of a good opportunity to get some, you know, fitness going. But, Uber and Lyft as well if we need to.
Do you work downtown?
Yeah, I work downtown.
Okay. So we've seen some signs around here for parking as high as
$80. $80? Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I paid $30 the other day, $40, and then I just stopped driving and started taking the bus or an Uber, you know?
A parking sign a couple blocks over for $80 to park. So let's say on a normal Friday night, how much is parking? Do you guys pay attention?
Typically at those spots where it would be where it says $80, those spots are probably anywhere from like 10 to 20 on a typical night. But, yeah, I know exactly which signs you're talking about.
So there you go. South by Screw Job is what's going on here in Austin. And we're going to be playing more clips coming up. I want to finish up with the call. And actually, our caller, Chris from Indiana, wants to talk about Ted Cruz. And I'll give out the number again, 800-259-9231. I'll be taking your calls throughout the rest of the fourth hour. Thank you for listening. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Dew. And you can watch this if you're listening on radio. Go to Infowars.com/show and watch the free video stream. And we also put this out on YouTube later. So thanks for watching and listening. Chris in Indiana, go ahead with your call.
Hey, Rob.
Hi.
Hey, as Confucius said, the famous Chinese philosopher, he said, signs and symbols rule the world, not rules and law. I got to tell you, not all Masons are bad, you know, via George Washington. But, you know, Ted Cruz, if you looked at one of the debates from a couple months ago, he had this secret hand of the master of the second veil of Freemasonry. He, during the national anthem, he put his right hand inside of his...
I knew exactly where you were going with this. I actually told the guy, I had him cut my mic and said, pull up those shots. Go ahead, keep talking.
Sure. I mean, people know about this Napoleon, but Napoleon did that in his thing, in his artistic work. But Stalin, Lenin, the Pope, the current Pope himself, Karl Marx, thousands of other pictures. Even, you know, even George Washington did this. But, I mean, this is an evil sign of Ted Cruz. I mean, why would you do that? Seriously. What's your opinion on that?
Well, because he's... my opinion is that he's showing that he's a captured soul and he's ready to do whatever whoever's controlling the Masons, or maybe he's just his hand was cold. I don't know. What do you think? What does that actually mean? What, does that mean your hand is closer to your heart?
No.
Or does that mean you're hiding something?
It's the sign. No, look, Rob, it's an actual thing. It's the sign of the master of the second veil. Look it up. It's an actual thing of Freemasonry. Like it's a, you know, it's a status. It's not like anything that's not on record. That is an actual sign.
Oh no, I believe you. I believe you. I know exactly. I mean, I don't know exactly what it means, but I know people shown that to me, and I knew that as a Mason symbol, and I've seen other people do it. We have a weird clip when we were working on Obama Deception 2, which we never put out. But it was Colin Powell going up, and he was saying he was ninth level of the Order of the Bath or something. It was some crazy, weird title that he'd given himself, and he was getting really mad because the lady couldn't write it down correctly. She's like, I don't understand. He's like, listen to me. Maybe we'll play that sometime. But, yeah, these people are definitely – and, you know, anytime you go work with the Bushes, you got to be suspect at that point. And maybe it's because George and George W. are here in Texas, so he thinks he has to work with them to get his point across. Thanks for calling, Chris. Let's go to Todd in North Dakota. He says he knows Curly Hoglan from the RNC, who basically said it doesn't matter if you vote. We choose who's going to be in. And what was it? Rince Priebus said they're auditioning to join us, to join us. Now we got conservatives calling for a third party, which who knows who they would run at that point, but maybe going into the Libertarian Party and taking that over. Right now, I think Gary Johnson and John McAfee are two of the headliners vying for that nomination. But go ahead, Todd. What's Curly
hey,
like?
Hey, take my call.
Yeah.
Am I on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Hey, yeah. A little spin there, Rob, but no, what Curly said is well known if you're involved with the party. It's nothing new. And I would just say that of all the people in that national level, he's one of the better ones. So I take the – you can't let the media, right, out of this one that easy. This has been a rule for 40 years.
Oh, sure. She's playing dumb. She's playing dumb, essentially, the host, you think?
Investigated to actually know that they feed the delegates, and then the delegates have to go to a convention, and the delegates vote. I mean, so saying that, you know, Curly Hoglan is an evil guy, because he just flat out said that's not how it works. Those the rules have been there for 40 years. I think people have to take him at his word in the sense that the media is the one that's been buffooning everybody, because if they don't have Super Tuesdays, you know, they lead people to believe that if you win X number of states, that's the
right. You're going to be the nomination. And that's the thing. When it's an establishment hero like George Bush or Mitt Romney or John McCain, you know, it's okay. It's just like, hey, this is who's winning. You know, we had the process in the beginning and everybody danced around and acted and played their part. But now we have our guys. So everybody else stepped back. But now we're not seeing that. We're seeing the establishment go crazy, which is why I don't understand why these younger kids, because we've been sending people out on the street, these younger kids that are going to South By, none of them seem to really like Donald Trump at all. They're either Bernie supporters or Hillary supporters. And I don't understand it. I guess they've been brainwashed enough to think that if you're in the Republican Party, you're absolutely evil. And that Donald Trump is a racist, because they say the same thing. He's racist, he's xenophobic. They say the same thing over and over again. So there's definitely some mind control going on there. Jeremy Breen's got a report coming on about that subject coming out tonight. So, Todd, anything else?
Yeah, I agree with everything you just said. I was just, you know, hearing some callers that are kind of saying that that the media has no responsibility in this. And I find that just ironic.
No, they're not doing their job at all. One group of media people that is doing a job looks like the News 4 I team. They've got an article out, Secret Crimes, how the Department of State is classifying and covering up violent crimes committed in the U.S. And what they're doing is covering up crimes of diplomats who are coming in. So they've been fighting to get this information since 2008. They've uncovered an employee working for Saudi Arabian embassy had four times as many tickets for reckless driving, DUI, possession of marijuana than any other country's embassy. And they received a list of 30 crimes between 2012 and 2014, including an Ethiopian diplomat who returned to his home county after being accused of assault with the intent to kill while armed. Another was being sent back to Equatorial Guinea, was being accused of malicious wounding, while a diplomat from Morocco had to stand trial for robbery and purse snatching. And these are the people, and it's, we're covering it up because we don't want any mud on our hands. We'll be back with more. It's the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thanks for watching. Infowars.com/show.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4040 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4040.
We just got a tweet from Marcus Walker saying, the hidden hand behind the scene, Ted Cruz hand in his coat. And That's interesting. People are talking about this Ted Cruz hidden hand scenario. I'm your host, Rob Dew. This is the fourth hour. Here's an article from the Daily Mail. Protesters storm Brazilian capital after bugged phone call goes public, which reveals president gave a senior government position to her predecessor so he could avoid arrest over corruption. Protests have erupted in the Brazilian capital after a recorded phone call between President Dilma Rousseff and her once popular predecessor was released, suggesting that she appointed him to her cabinet to spare him from an arrest in corruption. And it caused an uproar in Congress. The lawmakers is screaming, resign, resign. 2,000 people gathered outside the capital in Brasilia to demand she step down and that that Lula step down and Rousseff leave office. So will we see the same type of stuff here if they steal the election from the nomination from Donald Trump? Some 3 million Brazilians flooded the streets in a nationwide protest on Sunday calling for Rousseff's departure. Reminds me of a joke, the George W. Bush joke. George W. was in the office and Dick Cheney came in and said, "Sir, we lost 3 Brazilian soldiers in Iraq today." And George Bush jumps under the table and goes, "Oh my gosh, oh my gosh." And Dick Cheney goes, "What's wrong, George?" He says, "Well, I don't know how many's a Brazilian." No, it's not a comedy show, people. This is the Alex Jones Show. And where does this go? This goes to what's going on here in the United States. Anti-Trump groups threaten largest civil disobedience action of the century. With little fanfare and almost no news media attention, some of the same radical groups involved in shutting down Donald Trump's Chicago rally last week are plotting a mass civil disobedience movement to begin next month. These people don't want anti-establishment, but yet they're going to go vote for Hillary? Who are these people going to vote for the presidential election? Or maybe they're not going to vote for anybody, and maybe that's the point. They gave them Bernie Sanders as their sacrificial lamb to get them all stirred up and to think that they're going to get something for free from all the rich people. And even though these kids probably all live in air-conditioned homes, have flat-screen TVs, PlayStations, iPhones, all the goodness that modern society has to offer. So they're going to be doing this. Liam McAdoo actually went out on the streets to talk to some people at South by Southwest to see if they're going to be planning to attend this mass protest and what they think about violent protest in general. So here's that report.
What did you think about what happened at the Trump rally in Illinois?
I think it could have been handled a little differently.
Humans are weird. We need help. Trump, he's going to die or something. He's not going to be president.
I'm all for it.
I'm all for it. Donald Trump!
It looked like a lot of fun.
I think it was a good deal.
Yeah? So, like, do you think that was a violation of someone's free speech or it was offensive, so shut it down?
I think the dude gets enough, you know, time to talk anyways. If you promote the energy of people like Sanders is trying to do, you know, he's trying to promote the people. And I think a lot of people aren't respecting Trump for that reason, you know, because he's all about turning down people and breaking up a country and stuff like that. And that's just something that...
Well, this is actually breaking, like, right now. So one of the big groups that was behind organizing, like, that thousand of people to come to Trump, they're organizing the biggest protest of the century. Like, thousands of people are going to be walking for 10 days on the East Coast to, like, demand Congress either, like, bow to their demands, which is let the voters' votes count, get rid of the billionaire class, or get rid of Congress. Do you think that that's going to work?
I think so. I think action speaks loudest. I think people walking and putting their feet into the dirt, I think that makes the most sense.
Will you be taking part?
No, because it's not going to change anything. Money rules the world, and it always will, because humans are greedy people, and hopefully it won't be like that one day, but that's just how it is for now. So,
but you could change it.
I am going to change it, but marching, it's a good way to start. But
would I go? Absolutely. I would go. Yes, I would.
Yeah. Well, would you be willing to risk getting arrested to go if you thought this was going to...
Well, sometimes, you know, again, being in the right place at the right time or the right place at the wrong time, you know, it could happen.
Vote Bernie Sanders, because he's going to futuristically change politics.
Ooh, are you going to go to the largest protest of the century? 10-day walk?
I'm protesting right now.
One rally ain't going to do nothing for you.
Do you think violence is a new form of protest, or...
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I don't even think it's new. I mean, back in the 60s, you know, they used to do the same thing. I just think it's coming around again.
Things can only go so far, you know, is that the pot can only boil over. You know, it's not going to settle down unless somebody takes the lid off. So I feel like
I mean, people got to be heard some way or another. I mean, look what happened in Chicago. You know, I wasn't all for it because, like I said, I promote peace and positivity. But if that's what you got to do, you got to do that.
Donald Trump, I don't feel he's a racist, as well as I don't feel like African Americans are racist. I just think there's tension amongst our history, and there's no one way to solve it. So
we're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
I've got Chad in Kentucky, Brenda in Minnesota, Steele in Canada, Chase in Texas, and Dave in PA. I'm going to try to get to all your calls coming up. Got half an hour left of the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm your host, Rob Dew. We've got a headline on Politico. Top conservatives gather to plot third-party run against Trump. It seems the prophecies of Jared Salente are coming to pass. Trends forecaster said there will be a new third party, and it's going to be a reaction to what's going on. You know, he didn't call it that it would be a reaction to the system just pulling their hair out, that the fact that Donald Trump looks like to be the eventual nominee of the Republican Party. And they don't like it. And anything the establishment is against, I'm kind of for. And I've never been a big, I definitely like what Trump's doing, and it's definitely good news. And I love seeing the what do they call it when you bring in a new technology, that a disruptive technology. He's a disruptive political force. And I like to see that because I think what's gone on with the status quo has gone on long enough. I'm done with it. You people think you got, you know, Barack Obama in and that he was for the people. He wasn't for the people. He's killing little kids with drone strikes. He's taken over countries. Look at Libya, your socialist paradise. He destroyed it along with Hillary Clinton. Okay, that's what's on their political tombstone. Okay, those are the things that is on. That's what they've been involved with. Now, before we go on, I got some St. Patrick's news coming up, but we have a St. Patrick's Day flash sale. Survival Shield X2, 37% off retail. And that's the X2 Nascent Iodine that I am a big fan of. I've taken a lot of that. I put it in my mixed shakes that I have about every other day. And I was taking out of the food supply and how populations gained as much as 15 points and it was put back in the 1990s. Now the newest iodine discovery is being revealed. Iodine works with the gut to promote optimum health. The research is clear. Iodine is the key, and now is the time to stock up. 37% off with this flash sale for St. Patrick's Day. And I'm going to get into the St. Patrick's conspiracy, I guess we'll call it that, coming up. But first, I want to get to this video from Alex Jones. So we produced this last night for the Nightly News, talking about how Anonymous is also teaming up with the billionaire class, George Soros and others, who don't like Donald Trump. It is the rest of the system of billionaires and globalists going against Donald Trump, which is why I think people should support him. And definitely take a look at him if you're a Bernie Sanders supporter and think you're going to get all this free stuff. I mean, look at Trump's health care plan. Just that on its face. He put it out there way better than Obamacare, what you get right now, because it offers transparency. It offers to look at the cost. It lets you go shopping all across the country instead of being stuck in your state, which is how it is now. And it's all the costs are hidden and secret. You don't know anything until you see the bill, which is a bunch of crud because that doesn't happen in any other industry. And now Obama is forcing you to buy that insurance and the fines are getting larger. So let's go to Alex Jones's report now on what's going on with the Democratic Spring.
A lot of people ask me, why do you support Donald Trump? Well, it's simple. The establishment is scared to death of him for real. The private Federal Reserve just gave the majority of its money to Hillary Clinton, a small amount in political donations to Ted Cruz, and zero to Donald Trump. The Chinese communist government comes out and threatens Americans not to vote for him. The Japanese government says they're scared. The Mexican government, the British government, talks about banning him coming over there. The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, comes out against him. Obama tells us he's disqualified. He's not allowed to run for president.
I continue to believe Mr. Trump will not be president.
Now the Republican leadership's come out and said, we do plan to steal the election at the RNC convention. Never before been done. The establishment we claim we hate. The establishment we claim we do anything to throw out. Just give us somebody with integrity. He's scared of Donald Trump, and still 20-30% of Republicans and the vast majority of Democrats sit there on the sideline because he's brash and he doesn't use cue cards. Isn't that what everybody's looking for? Listen, I disagree with Donald Trump on things like eminent domain and his interpretation of that and the whole iPhone controversy. But when you start looking at why the elite are so scared of Donald Trump, it's what makes me so confident in my support of him. He is against globalism and unfair trade deals that our criminal politicians are making to sell us out because they become the directors and the beneficiaries of those deals that sell us down the river. Trump wants us to have sovereignty, and he believes in strength and nationhood. He's a nationalist, and that's why they are against him. He believes in this country and does want to make it great again. I hope he picks up the slogan, let's make America free again, and starts coming out against more of the police state. But again, nobody's perfect. Now, George Soros, the famous Nazi collaborator, the guy that funded the Arab Spring and the overthrow of the Ukrainian government and more, who's been funding Black Lives Matter and their destabilization program around the country, they're coming out and saying they're going to organize starting next month, just about a week and a half away, the biggest attacks on his meetings ever. They're coming to his free speech events to interrupt and take over the entire events. These aren't demonstrations. These are attempts to shut down free speech. And this new group has come out calling themselves the Democratic Spring. Remember, Al Gore called for an Arab Spring, but from leftists in America 4 years ago. And that's exactly what they want, a revolution to shut down our free speech with political correctness and to bully the American people into submission and open borders to merge us into a world government. Then Anonymous. Who is Anonymous? It's any group who wants to claim they're a white hat hacker coming out saying they declare total war on Donald Trump, attempting to get good hackers to join a fight against him.
Dear Donald Trump, we have been watching you for a long time and what we see is deeply disturbing. You say what your current audience wants to hear, but in reality you don't stand for anything except for your personal greed and power. This is a call to arms. This is a call to the freedom fighters, to the forgotten, to the censored, to our fellow hackivists throughout the world. This is a call to protect our future, our freedom, and our very way of life. This is a call to you. We need you to shut down his websites. Research and expose what he doesn't want the public to know. We need you to dismantle his campaign and sabotage his brand. We are encouraging every able person with a computer watching this video to participate in this operation. You do not need to know how to hack to support this important operation.
I'm all for being anonymous, but to just say Anonymous is the good guy and Anonymous can be trusted. Anonymous is whoever they say they're anonymous. You could have a KKK Grand Dragon in there. You could have a Black Lives Matter, you know, racist in there. And don't forget, it's Obama that said, if somebody brings a knife to a fight, you bring a gun. Yes, this is incendiary rhetoric, but it's protected free speech. And it's not Donald Trump's fault for his speech that people are coming and linking arms and saying, coming through, excuse us, running people over. I personally have had leftists do this to me when I was out covering an abortion rally, an anti-abortion rally at Planned Parenthood. They believe it's their right to trample our free speech. They are totalitarians. So to the abortion groups and to the so-called anonymous groups over at the Soros Foundation and over at the Pentagon, the American people see through this. The military sees through this. And more Americans are coming together against this tyranny. And we're going to have reporters out there in the field covering these Trump events and the attack on free speech. Even if you don't agree with Donald Trump, even if you don't like Donald Trump, now you've got to come out in support of free speech and support people's right to peaceably assemble and not have a bunch of brown shirt style thugs, Cicero 1933 Germany, show up and start fights so they can then blame free speech. Let's go back to InfoWars Nightly News and the rest of our exercise of the First Amendment, because we're not going to let these bullies and tyrants shut down free speech. We're only going to exercise it more, because it's just like muscles. If you don't use them, you lose them. So that's a message to all of you out there. Get out there and fight for freedom or lose it all.
There you go. And I think it's really sad that these kids that are running around protesting Donald Trump, that they're really supporting the establishment. They're supporting big government. They're supporting more taxes. They think the government is there to help them. The government is there to take as much money from you and as much time from you as it possibly can. That's its only goal. Its only goal is to get bigger. And you people are being useful idiots. So those out there that go and are going to be violent, you know, go out there. Use your free speech. Don't get violent. And but you're on the wrong side of history. And that's the sad thing. Let's go to Chad in Kentucky. Let's talk about Ron Paul versus Trump. Chad, go ahead.
Hey, Ron. I was a big supporter of the Ron Paul movement when they kind of stole it from him in 2012. And
my question,
I guess, is... Yeah, and 08. But, I mean, this sport really grew in 2012. And I support Donald Trump. At the beginning, I said it's either a gift from God for him or it's one of the greatest deceptions from the devil. But only time will tell. But I do stand with Trump, and I would only vote for him and Ron Paul. But, you know, I just want to know, why shouldn't we be prepared for them to steal the election like they did with Ron Paul? And we need to be kind of raising awareness to stay calm after they steal it, because right now it just seems like a big, you know, ticking time bomb waiting to go off as soon as they steal it from them, and the big hype is, you know, ready to go.
They're slowly turning up the heat. You're going to see if he wins the public nomination, the facade that they put on that lets you think you actually have a voice, which now we see is totally false. you're going to see a bunch of people invested in Donald Trump, a bunch of people invested in whatever George Soros is pushing, you know, the brainwashed masses that don't even know why they're protesting. They're just being told to by their phones to go to this area and chant that Trump's a racist. And you're going to see these two groups clash. And then if they steal it from Trump, yeah, I do see some bad things happening. And now they're saying Trump is threatening violence and riots if he doesn't win. No, he's saying, you know what, millions of people have voted for me. More than any other Republican candidate out there right now, you're getting people that never voted voting for him. You're getting people jumping from Democrat to Republican to vote for him. He's saying he's bringing people together. And what's going to happen when the rug is pulled out from them? You know, because it wasn't a large, there was a large majority of people for, or a vocal, I'd say vocal minority of people for Ron Paul. And we were pissed when it got stolen from him. We could see it every time they put up a graphic, didn't have Ron Paul, or, you know, not mentioning him at all. They would show the first, second, and fourth place, or the first and third and fourth. They're always trying to omit Ron Paul from the debate, because anytime you mention Ron Paul, you couldn't stop what he had to say, because he was true veritas. And, that's my opinion. Let's go to Dave in PA. Make it quick, Dave.
Yeah, hey, good afternoon, Rob. As always, a good show here at the end of the program.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, hey, I was wondering, Alex is going up to Cleveland for the convention, right?
Yeah.
He should check in on the Obama phone lady, Michelle, who he's had on the show here over the years. And I was wondering what her view is on Donald Trump.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I would say she's probably going to be a Hillary supporter, but we'll see about the Obama phone lady. Nice lady, brought her down here, tried to explain to her what the free market's all about. And I'm not sure she's quite all in on free market. I think, you know, unfortunately, back in the 60s, a lot of blacks were sold the idea that big government's there to help them and protect their interests. And yes, there were some things that were done by government that were there to help them, but they also herded them into mass, you know, apartment complexes that they, you know, have turned into, you know, urban ghettos and have taken away their ability to, you know, become upwardly mobile. That's what I feel. And it's really sad that that's what's going on out there. Let's go to Seal in Canada. Wants to plug the InfoWars and waking people up. Go ahead, Seal.
Robert, do you there?
I am here.
Hey. Excellent.
How's it going?
Here, or CL. Yeah, I've been trying to wake up people in my area here a long time, and it's ironic now. You know, I see all these newspaper stories the past week about they're wanting to close down the best coal mines in the world, the best coal, most productive, the least amount of pollution from. And it's funny, you know, they threw me in the can. I've been doing this mostly alone here trying to wake people up. Now I see the last member of the legislature, he writes a letter to the newspaper, you know, and he says, we're not denying there's climate change. We're not denying there's greenhouse gases. They don't want to be called deniers, right? And I go on, what we are denying is that this cannot all be placed on coal. Well, he's a coal association man now. He's talking to the new premier of the province. All these people writing these stories. I want to tell you, you know, Dr. Begich from Alaska, we read his book. An old 90-some-year-old friend of mine passed away now. We read his book back 22 years ago, Angels Don't Play This Harp. They're brainwashing, they're hypnotizing them with their cell phones, with the mainstream media, their television sets. They're being brainwashed.
Hit from all angles, and it is. Humans are bad. Breathing is bad. Breathing's bad for the environment. Coal's bad for the environment. Unfortunately, coal is what provides us cheap power, and cheap power provides innovation. Whether people like that or not, whether they would agree with that or not, those are facts. And when you set up giant windmills or giant solar farms and you try to make this collectivist notion of that type of renewable energy, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Those things only work on a small scale per individual basis. Oh, but then you wouldn't have people buying into the grid. We can't have that. We can't have people being self-sufficient, because then they wouldn't need the government. Oh, we can't have that, especially in Canada. You know, we got to have our – so, but hey, when people lose their jobs in the coal plants and when people are paying double, triple prices in power, they're going to start complaining and start rioting then, and they won't realize that they were the people calling for that. The same people who are the victims of that system are going to be calling for a change once it starts hitting their pocketbook. So – and it's already happening. It's already happening. So it's sad, very sad. Hey, I want to. I was a big Jurassic Park fan when it came out, and the idea of cloning dinosaurs. I was a huge dinosaur fan as a kid. Scientists closer to cloning T-Rex after discovering remains of pregnant dinosaur. So they say while dinosaur bones do contain some DNA, the bone known as the medullary bone that grows in female dinosaurs during pregnancy will contain a lot more DNA. And Lindsay Zeno, an assistant research professor of biological sciences at NC State University, said it's possible that the dinosaurs and its eggs contain the necessary DNA for the building blocks of life to take scientists a step closer to reintroducing dinosaurs into the world. That would definitely be cool, but I don't know if it would be good for the Earth. I think it would be interesting to see. But, you know, we got billionaires cloning their dogs. And billionaire Barry Diller and Diane von Furstenberg cloned their dog. And they did it with a Korean firm for $100,000 that takes the DNA, implants DNA into a dog egg. So it happened. They have two puppies now from their original dog. So who knows where that's going. Pretty soon they'll be cloning humans. Oh, wait, they probably are. And I think when I come back from break, we'll go over this St. Patrick's Day conspiracy, since it is St. Patrick's Day. It's not green you should be wearing, actually, people. It's a different color, the color I be holding in my hand. All right, sorry for that. Let's go to Ralph in Virginia, Trump and Larry Nichols. Go ahead. Real quick.
What's going on, brother?
Go, Ralph.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out, man, because since the Facebook mentions on this past Saturday with Larry Nichols came on right before he went into hospital, A, was he okay? And B, what he was talking about the Patriot Enabler Act that...
I'll find out. Hey, I think he's going to be a guest tomorrow. I'll find out that and let you know after the break. You're watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for tuning in. Infowars.com/show.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I hear the train come, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine
I don't know when I'm stuck in Folsom prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio.
Well, Ralph, I just talked to Nico, our producer, and he said we had Larry scheduled this week, but it looks like we're going to get him on next week. So I think he's back out of the hospital. I don't know all the details. But, yeah, Alex did do a Facebook mentions on Friday about that. And if you're not signed on to Alex's Facebook page, Alexander Emmerich Jones is the Facebook, and he does do these Facebook mentions just about every day, and we get about 20,000 people watching him immediately. It's really amazing technology. I'm going to go to Brenda and Chase. Stand by. Have your point ready to be made. We're not going to have much time. Here it is from Catholic Online. Bet you didn't know these 10 things about St. Patrick in Ireland. March 17th was when he died. That's why we celebrate St. Patrick's Day on the 17th. St. Patrick wasn't Irish. His parents were Roman citizens. St. Patrick was also a slave. He was kidnapped when he was 16, and he lived in Ireland for a few years and then escaped to England at the age of 22 and then became a monk. St. Patrick used the shamrock to preach about the Trinity. It's usually of three leaves there on the shamrock. And legend says St. Patrick drove all the snakes from Ireland. Now we know that there were no snakes in Ireland ever because of the way, you know, the climate was. And Patrick's color was what? Blue is the original color associated with Patrick. I think it changed to green because they called Ireland the Emerald Isle. And the shamrock is not the symbol of Ireland. There are more Irish in the USA than Ireland, and St. Patrick's Day has a strong political history because in the mid-19th century, the Irish faced a lot of discrimination, much like African Americans, and a few rare instances, prejudice against the Irish was even more fierce. So, and they started celebrating St. Patrick's Day to get together and show that we're Irish and we like to drink. Actually, they didn't start drinking until 1970. So, from 1903 to 1970, it was a religious holiday, and pubs were closed for the day. Oh, the horror. There you go. So let's go to Brenda in Minnesota. She wants to talk about the solution. Brenda, go ahead.
Hear me?
I can hear you.
I've been a listener since Trump was first on the show. You and Trump and the products have given me a level of mental clarity and an understanding of the truth that gives me hope like I've never had before. And the point I want to make is we need to keep focusing on the highest level of truth, like Alex did today when he went on his rant segment on George Soros, showing the method to his madness so that the people can understand how they're being controlled as puppets. Then it won't matter what the RNC is trying to do because they'll be won over by the truth. The truth is what Alex and Trump are using to set the people free. And once you've seen the truth, there's no way to turn back, and you are loyal forever.
Yeah, Trump just says he's the messenger. He's not the one out there. He's not the one saying this stuff. These are what people are telling him. So there's a lot of people obviously pissed off at what's going on in this country, and they're not all racist, and they're not all xenophobes. So you can't just sit there and paint everybody with a broad brush, because that's what people used to do to minorities, and that's wrong when they did it too. So it has to be wrong on all cases. Not everybody gets this little free pass, you know. Chase in Texas, you're going to be our tail gunner. People marching for 10 days on the East Coast. Are you going to be joining them?
No, sir. Amen to the last caller. You know,
that was Veritas. You're exactly right. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. When Obama ran, he talked about shovel-ready job. If that would have been true, this is a simple point that I'm making. But if that would have been true, they wouldn't have time to go march down I-95 or whatever they're planning. But let's flip it on the other side. Think of all those people that if you're an info warrior trying to wake them up and you can't reach them, if they stop juggling all those plates in the air and we do that and get to do a Forrest Gump movement, I guarantee you we can bring it down and do it and bring it back right like the mighty Phoenix rose up.
Well said, brother. We'll see you next time. Join us tonight, 7 p.m. for the InfoWars Nightly News.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.